You are now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to The Morning Buzz, our first Morning Buzz in the new year, 2025. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Elois Johnson, and I am beyond excited for the first time this year. We've got our very first guest in the studio. Please help me welcome Miss Casey from the USO. Casey, how are you?
Good morning, buongiorno, buon anno, happy new year, everyone. So excited to be here to kick off the first show in 2025.
I know, yeah. You're our very first guest for 2025, and I'm so excited.
Glad to be here.
And so we're asking our question of the day. So our very first question of the day for the new year, which is, which phrase or piece of advice have you taken into the new year?
Okay, I'm gonna word this correctly. You cannot control others' actions or other people's actions. You can only control the way you react.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like
that
one.
I've lived by that for a couple of years.
That's a really good one. Sometimes I have to think about that. If I get upset about a certain something, mm-hmm. I think to myself, you know, the only control you have here is really how you respond to this.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it gives me solace because I'm like, okay, I choose how this is going to turn out.
Love
Therefore,
that.
My response is going to be awesome. So
love that.
I like that.
Thinking.
That's a really great piece of advice. I'm taking that well into this year. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. Thank you so much for that, Casey. And for those of you that are listening in, make sure you continue to keep it here because we've got a lot to cover now with the brand new year starting out. We are so excited to see what the USO has to offer. Make sure you continue to keep it here. You're listening to 105.9. And welcome back to The Morning Buzz. You're now tuned in with DJ EJ, and I am here with Casey from the USO. I'm excited, being this is our very first interview for the new year, and I'm always really interested. We were just talking about this during the break as well. The USO has so much going on. You all capped off last year and mm-hmm. kept so busy. I was just like, and I know you to be a very productive, I'll say productive.
There you go.
A very productive person. But my goodness, between you and Hajir running around all over the place, I was like, they've got so much going on.
Well, we couldn't do it without our amazing volunteers,
very
USO
true.
Sigonella volunteers. Woo! absolutely backbone of the organization. But yeah, last month we had a lot of new programming. We had the holiday tour come through, some USO holiday programs, and obviously the First Lady visit. It was a great month.
Yeah.
Huge thank you to our amazing volunteers because we're a two-woman show and there's no way we can do it without them. So
yeah.
Another great, you know, event that we do, which we could not hold without our volunteers, is our weekly troop time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to bring in, of course, some of our OG programming into 2025, and that is today, Thursday, even though it feels like a Sunday or a Monday.
Doesn't it?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what day it is.
My week was thrown off entirely.
Absolutely. But troop time is an opportunity for service members to come connect during their lunch break. And we provide relaxation, gaming, and of course, a delicious lunch. Today, we're keeping it original with hot chili dogs. We're going to do chili dogs.
Oh.
I'm going to the commissary after this.
I like it.
So come and get some delicious chili dogs. We'll have some, you know, lemonade or iced tea, something like that. But a great opportunity to come by. And if you haven't been to the USO, for those listening, we are located on NAS 2 over in the terminal. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, as well as we support the rotators and outreach events throughout the base and command support. And also, troop time is from 12 to 1 every Thursday. You do not need to sign up. All you do is show up. It is first come, first serve. So please don't show up, you know, right before the hour ends, because more than likely we'll be out of food.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you're not coming for troop time, come by and see us. We're there. We have fresh coffee every morning. We have snacks, both American snacks and Italian snacks. We have stateside calling. Our DSN line is working, and our stateside calling. So if you need to call USAA,
wow, look
come
at that.
Because that's normally who I need to call in the yeah. States that I can't get through. We have opportunities in the center for you to use that. And we also have gaming, PS5, Nintendo Switch. We have music, lots of just opportunities to relax and connect. So especially if you work on NAS 2, come by and see us. It's a great way to just, you know, recharge and hang out and get to know what's going on in the community, about all of our different events, about volunteer opportunities. We have computers. It's a great opportunity. So if you're like, there's a USO here, first of all, you're breaking my heart.
Right.
We might be small, but we are mighty, and
indeed,
we have
indeed.
Everything in a traditional USO. It's just come back smaller because it is pretty small.
Yeah.
But we're not small in smiles and energy. I mean, amazing volunteers, and myself and Hygiea are there to welcome you.
That is so, very true.
Hope to see you all there.
I'm actually very glad that you mentioned that too. You are definitely not small when it comes to energy, because between the two of you, there's too much energy, and I love that. Yeah. I think with every USO though I've experienced, even though it appears that way, I can't say that I've ever seen a USO that's been very large, but when it comes to their volunteering, which is huge, when it comes to the events that they provide and even the services that are being offered, and then you can actually see the USO's influence on the community itself.
Yeah.
That is no small thing at all. It really isn't. So it is by far amazing. And for those of you that have not volunteered with the USO, even if you have not stopped by, I would strongly recommend that you do it. Speaking from both sides, it is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's amazing to even just take a break from your day, go by, and just kind of enjoy the camaraderie of others. And I do love the fact, too, that we've got two different types of snacks, which is huge. Because
yes.
I like both American and Italian snacks. I'm here for both of them.
We're going to have both of them. And we advertise American snacks, so we must have those.
Indeed. I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. So for those of you that are listening, and make sure that you continue to keep it here, we still have a lot more to cover with Casey from the USO when we return. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you. And welcome back to the studio. You are tuned in with DJ EJ during the Morning Buzz. We've got Casey from the USO here in the studio with us on this glorious Thursday, not Monday. I'm still trying to get it together. I really am. And so now we, in case you've missed it, we were talking about troop time. So for those of you that do have the time to come on out this afternoon, they're going to be doing chili dogs, which I love. I haven't had a chili dog in quite a while. But in addition to that, we're now going to be talking about the USO's transition program. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, yes, the USO has a transition program, and it's every step of the way. This program is for both service members and spouses. So once you go through MEPS, service member and spouse are eligible, and it's to all the way getting out. You can work one-on-one with our transition specialist, and they're located worldwide, but for here in Sicily, ours is located in Naples and in Kaiserslautern, Germany. And they work with you on an action plan. They work on employment, education, financial readiness, mentorship. Also, if you do sign up to work one-on-one with our transition specialist, you have access to over 200 professional certifications through Coursera, through Google, Skillsoft, IBM Skills Build, just to name a few platforms. Once you connect with the SME subject matter experts, they can provide you with all that information. And it's a great program, definitely underutilized in this community. If you want to turn your resume from federal to civilian, if you are a military spouse who's not working right now and you wanted to work on your educational professionalism, great program to utilize. Easy to connect. All you do is go to uso.org/transition and connect with a specialist. And what's great about the program, say you do start here working with, we'll say, Kayla from Naples, one of our specialists, and then you transfer back to the States, we're on one system, so we just go ahead and transfer your profile and you can go work with the specialist closest to where you're going.
Wow.
Also, there's more, and there's more. Part of the USO transition program is our different workshops that we host monthly. Now, you do not need to sign up to work with a specialist to attend these workshops, because they're all virtual. One of the ones, and because of, you know, the time difference, unless you want to wake up in the middle of the night, you can go to uso.org/transitions to see them all. But a couple coming up in our time zone, we have on January 21st at, I gotta do the math, 6 p.m. local time, Education Kickstart with the USO. It's a one-hour orientation program about the USO transition program, and then it goes into professional certifications, digital badge, whether you want to learn about cybersecurity, data, marketing, project management. So that is January 21st, kicking off at 6 p.m., and that is online, and that is for active duty military spouses, National Guard, reservists. All you need to do is go to uso.org/transitions to sign up. And then these workshops that come up are also automatically posted to our Facebook page. But if you are interested in the USO transition program, you can come by the USO Sigonella Center over at the terminal. We have the flyers there. Happy to give you more information, or go over to the website uso.org/transitions. Great free program. Over 250 professional certifications that you can work on. Absolutely amazing. When I was back in the States a long time ago, you know, the DC area, was one of the pilot programs for the transition program. And we would do internship fairs with all the, what they call them, the alphabet agencies. And we also had a service member have an internship with the NFL. So it was cool to see and just, wow. Yeah, it opens up networks, especially here in Europe. Our specialists within the couple, since 2021, we just got our specialist here because it's different here being overseas, especially if you are retiring, getting out overseas. Mm-hmm. Very different than in the States. Your resources, unfortunately, are limited, but definitely connect. They'll be able to help you out. Kayla and our specialist in Kaiserslautern.
That is actually really great to know. You mentioned earlier that it is an underutilized yes. service, but I do think it's because a lot of people don't realize exactly. that the USO offers a service like this. And so when I was reading on it, I said to myself, there is just absolutely no way that many certifications can be provided, and yet and still, it's great to know that there are opportunities that are extended to our military community. Mm-hmm. And even the number of organizations that it's affiliated with, I thought was just absolutely overwhelming, but in such an incredible way.
Yes. Absolutely.
So I like that.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, help us spread the word. But yeah. That's why we're here on AFM. We have the flyers. We're pushing it as much as we can because it's such a great program and it's, you know, just a free resource. Why exactly. not have another, what do they say, tool in your tool belt?
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. And the fact that it is free, gosh, it makes it even better.
Yes.
It makes it even better. So that I definitely absolutely. Like. So for those of you that are looking to reinvent your image, which we talked about before, right, which is kind of rebranding, this is a really great opportunity, a free resource made available to you to take advantage of. And if you want to obtain certifications, get some education under your belt, or just rebuild that resume of yours, here is a great opportunity. And I think, honestly, there's no better time to do it, especially like now, yeah, right at the beginning year. Of that new year. And instead of making the resolution, just resolve to do better, be better, right? Yes. And just go for it. Instead of setting the intent, just know I'm going to do it. And that's what I'm looking to do. No resolutions. We're just going to go out there and we're just going to get it done.
Love it.
So that I like a lot. So make sure you continue to keep it tuned in. We've got a lot more to cover with the USO when we return. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's Best. Welcome back to the studio. If you're just tuning in with us, we've got Casey from the USO with us today. We've been talking a little bit about the transition program that the USO offers. In addition to that, we've also talked about Troop Time, which is happening today as well. And so we're going to keep the conversation going. Now we're talking about the importance of volunteering.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about it.
So as you said before, it's me and Hygier are the staff, and we have about, I don't know how many active right now, haven't looked, but I'm going to say close to 70 amazing USO Sigonella volunteers, the backbone of the organization. Worldwide, we have less than 700 staff worldwide, 250 locations, close to 30,000 volunteers. So put those numbers into perspective. We could not meet the mission without our volunteers. So first off, a huge thank you to all USO volunteers, because I know we have people coming and going who have volunteered before in their life with the USO. So thank you for giving back to your community. It is a great way to connect with your community and give back. And we have opportunities for everyone. Whether you want to be at the center and do center support, make coffee, welcome guests, ask them to sign in. Whether you like to cook, make hot dogs, popcorn at troop time or events. Or if you like marketing, if you rather help out with one of those things called reels. We have volunteers that work on marketing for us from home and are able to get hours. There's opportunities for everybody, and it's a great opportunity to meet friends, learn what the USO does, build your community. Especially if you are new, you want to meet people, come out and join us and become a USO volunteer. It's completely on your schedule. First of all, you go to uso.org/volunteers. You sign up, you create a profile, you watch a couple videos, learn about what we do, and then you come in for what's called our orientation/interview. And the next one is held Monday at the USO at noon. We usually hold them on Mondays at the USO during the lunch hour. And it's quick. We don't use the whole hour. It's about 30 minutes. And then we'll get you squared away and you'll be able to see the calendar. So you can sign up for different opportunities, or you can just drop in when your schedule allows. We have a lot of active duty volunteers that will drop in and help out when they have time. It's completely up to you. We're appreciative for any time you give us. And then what's also really awesome, we provide LOAs for our active duty folks. We also have minor volunteers. So if you are 15, 16, 17, you are eligible to volunteer as well. Never too early to start volunteering. And just like our transition program, we're on one profile, one system. So you are start here, say you go to Germany. We will transfer your profile and your hours go with you. Every other month we do something special for our volunteers. Last month was only a couple of weeks ago. But we had a nice holiday party on base at the 568 Lounge, and we'll be doing something in February. Every month we try to do something every other month for our volunteers. Great incentives, 20 hours, get a cool USO t-shirt. Mm. You even get, if you get close up, we have a volunteer just hit a 750 hours, received a backpack, wow. And you'll learn about all of this stuff, about what the USO does. But if you're more social and you want to be in events, we have opportunities for you. Or if you're more like you want to kind of be behind the scenes admin, we have opportunities for you as well. Organizing, putting things together.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how much furniture we buy over at the USO. I do not know how to put furniture together.
That is wild.
At all. Yeah. Our amazing volunteers put all our new furniture together from IKEA. We're going to be doing some projects in 2025 with our storage space. So definitely check it out. USO.org/volunteers. January 6th at 12 o'clock is our next orientation. And again, thank you so much to all our amazing USO Sigonella volunteers. We are so appreciative of everything you do for us. We would not be able to keep our doors open and sustain the mission. I mean, the rotators on the weekends, that's volunteer-led. Absolutely, wow. 100% volunteer-led. It's very rarely that Hajir and I have to come in for the weekend volunteers, because weekend rotators, volunteers always have it under control.
That is huge. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that they make such an incredible impact, because speaking as having been a volunteer myself at the USO, I would come in, and I just love that the schedule was open. Mm-hmm. And so I said I could pretty much just come in almost any time around my schedule, which was huge, especially for those who are active duty, because our days just lead us into just longer working hours. And so sometimes you're trying to find that time for you. And then it's a matter of, okay, well, now trying to find some time to volunteer.
Yeah.
So that's huge. And kudos to that volunteer that hit that. You 750 hours, is it?
Yes. Oh, he's
wild.
Actually close. That was our volunteer of the year.
Look at
Shout
that.
Out Mirko.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
So on Facebook, you can check it out. Yeah.
That is huge.
We have
that.
Volunteer of the month, volunteer of the quarter, volunteer of the year.
Yeah.
Presidential service award. It's a great opportunity.
That is big.
And if you're like, oh, if you just volunteering in general, it doesn't have to be the USO. Obviously, we want you. We want you.
Right.
But there's also volunteers, opportunities with Red Cross, Fleet and Family. There's so many opportunities on the
Very
base.
Very true. And the good thing is, too, the USO, they will feed you. They will take good care of you. And they acknowledge the amount of work that you put in, too, which is really big.
You always eat well when you're every time USO I look volunteer.
Like every time I see the calendar when it comes to the USO when I'm on their Facebook, because I'm constantly on your Facebook page, by the way, I always see that there's a volunteer appreciation day or some ceremony, something that's always dedicated to the volunteer. So I love that you just express that gratitude for those that take the time to volunteer with the USO. That is huge. I absolutely love that. And so also as a reminder too, I know we talked about it earlier, but for those of you that are interested, you've got a little bit of downtime during your lunch hour. Troop time is definitely happening this afternoon at noon. So make sure that you get there relatively early. That way they've got some food on deck ready to go, ready to feed you. And you can take advantage of the great opportunity just to kind of bring a little bit of that happy in the midst of that probably mediocre working day, and just have a good time with the USO, because they're looking forward to seeing you this afternoon.
Come see us. Come by for lunch. I know it's a weird day because it's a day after holiday. It's almost the weekend. It's still, things aren't 100% back to normal on the base. So come and hang out with us, eat some lunch, play games, see what's going on for the month of January.
Indeed.
We'll have a good time.
Indeed. And it's cold out there, so there's no better day to have a hot chili dog. And
absolutely.
I love that. So I think that is remarkable. So if we've got some people that are interested, but they want to contact you, maybe they've got some follow-up questions, how do they do that?
The best way is go to our Facebook page, USO Sigonella, or you can email us at sigonella.uso.org, or come by and see us.
That is awesome. I can't thank you so much for being here. I cannot thank you enough. I think it is great to know what the USO is up to. And the fact that you have so many programs available and the volunteers and so many services that are being offered to our military community is absolutely huge. So I cannot thank you enough for being here and being our very first interview for the new year.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm so excited.
I know. That is so cool. I love it.
Thank you for having the USO. Love to be here, as
absolutely.
Always. Absolutely. And absolutely excited that we were the first guest.
I know. And I know we're going to be seeing you again, but Happy New Year anyway.
Thank you.
It's always great to see you in the studio,
Happy
Casey.
New Year
thank
as well.
You for being here.
Thank you.
For all of our listeners out there, listen, there is no better time to get started with the USO than today. Stop by for troop time, some chili dogs, and then while you're there, start inquiring about volunteering as well, right? There's no better time to get started than now. Make sure you continue to keep it here. We're going to keep the music going, and in spirit of the new year, we're just going to have a really great time, and we're going to treat today like a Friday, even if it's a Thursday. This is 105.9.